alone no longer. See, because if you know you've got a relationship with Christ Jesus, you know that when you call his name, he'll be there. Hallelujah. That you don't have to be alone very long if you know the Christ you serve. But when you go in and you speak to him, you know that the Lord is the one who sees in secret. Isn't that strange? He didn't say just hears in secret. He said, sees in secret, so that he can reward you openly. God wants to pronounce upon you in the presence of enemies the blessing of God. You don't have to pronounce it. It's going to be self-pronouncing. Because what is in you is going to flow through you. And what flows through you is going to get on you. And what gets on you is going to get all around you. Oh, yes, he will. It is in the darkness of the secret place that we receive his light shining in our heart, our mind, and our spirit. And it's in our daily walk that we shine that light to all around. See, because when he rewards openly, he shows the manifested blessing and favor that is upon your life. He shows it up to others. That's what's on you. So that you can share with them and say, you can have this too. Because it multiplies. I want to bring the premise from here to where. From here to where? And not a question mark, an exclamation point. That when the Lord, thank you, Miss Lolita, when the Lord gives you power here, wherever here is, that is where you and him are at. That when he gives you power in the here and now, it will also work in the where. Wherever that he takes you to go. Let's take a look at a portion of scripture that the Lord spoke over his disciples, and it still carries for us today, found in Mark's Gospel, chapter 16, verses 15 through 17. And could we stand in respect of the word of God as we read it in the New Living? And we're going to read in concert, if we could. Everyone together. And then he told them, go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone. To who? Everyone. And anyone who believes and is baptized will be saved. But anyone who refuses to believe will be condemned. Verse 17. These miraculous signs will accompany those who believe. They will cast out devils in my name, and they will speak in new tongues. Somebody give God a praise. You may be seated just for a moment. We do not have to be afraid to go wherever that he tells us to go because of what he has put in our here and now. Say, when it's working here, it'll work anywhere that the Lord sends us. So we could be going to get bread at the supermarket, round aisle number 2, and find somebody who needs prayer, and it'll work right there, right where, and it'll be here. Have you ever noticed, and I just want to just take a look at the words just for a moment. I don't have anything profound over it. I've asked the Lord, and he didn't say nothing. But I just happen to look at words. Have you noticed that the only difference between here and where is a W? The only difference between here and there is a T. That if you add a T onto here, you're there. And if you get there and take the T off, you're here. And if you go where and take the W off, you're here. But if you, no matter which one of those words you use, if you are present, it is automatically here, whether it has an extra letter or not. Many people are trying to get where, and they wonder whether they'll get there. But wherever you are, you'll always be here. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. That wherever you end up, he's there, right there with you, right here, right now. Hallelujah. He'll be there in the morning while you're here in your morning. He'll be there at work while you're here at work. He'll be there no matter where you're at. He'll be there. He'll be here. Isn't it strange that wherever you go, there you are? Yet I don't understand why all these directional words have the same core. But I just happen to understand that the same core is the same four letters here. That when I call upon the Lord, he comes near right here. That if I run after him, even though I think that I'm running there, when I get at his feet, I'm here at your feet, Lord. Anything that's directional, when it is relationship and it is present, it is always here and right now. He said, I'm asking you to go into all the world and preach the gospel to everyone that you know, everyone that comes into your path. Because right when they cross your path, he is here. And they are here, and you are here, and it's their time to receive from the Lord. Whew. I'm trying to get somewhere to let you know that, and it happened to us many times. Sometimes we were looking just for a restaurant. And I remember one time we were down in Lake Charles, Louisiana. My wife and I were looking for a restaurant. We were hungry. And I said, you know, what about Ryan's? I think you said, what about Ryan's? I'd like to go to Ryan's. That was back when Ryan's Steakhouse was really going strong. And I said, we're in a strange city. Wouldn't it be something if there was a Ryan's on Ryan Street? Because I saw the sign said Ryan Street. So we turned on Ryan Street, and guess what? There was a Ryan's restaurant on Ryan Street. And we got in there, and it was a line, and we heard some folks talking. And right in front of us was some precious Christian ladies. And we got talking to them. We didn't know where we were supposed to be. We just knew we were supposed to be there. The Holy Spirit had led us to Lake Charles. And then they in turn said, we're having church over at a certain place. Would you come? And we went to that place. And in that place, it got messed up, y'all. It got messed up. And the lady preacher called Miss Crystal up. And the power of God came on Crystal, and she started laying hands on people. Folks started falling over in the spirit. Miss Crystal laying hands on them. I didn't get to lay hands on Miss Denise. I was playing the drums. They put this white boy up there on the drums and then geared it up into Holy Ghost shout. And then locked me in, and I was there for an hour and a half. I was sweating like crazy. I said, Lord, I need you. I need you right now. I need you. Hallelujah. But it was so strange that when you're being led by the Lord, you cross paths with people. He is already orchestrating the map. When you listen to him, he not only defends you and causes you to miss the accidents and miss the mess, he causes you to be lined up with those he wants you to cross paths with. That all he needs is for us to hear in the right now our ear and hear what he's saying and go to there. And when you get there, you're right on time. Sometimes the Lord has marked the X and then didn't tell you about it. You can't see the X marks the spot, but you know that if you're led of the Holy Spirit, you can be right on the spot he wants you to be in obedience, and then God will take care of the rest. Sometimes we're trying to figure out the how. When the Lord doesn't want us figuring out the how, he just wants us to be there, here, where he has told us to be. He's got the how all figured out. Doesn't that relieve a whole lot of stress when you just are moving by the Holy Spirit and you don't need to know how? You just need the next instruction. And if he doesn't say the next instruction, stand right there on the spot called here and wait for what he has in store next. I believe tonight there's some crazy folk up in here on a Sunday night when a lot of places don't have Sunday night church because they can't get people back on a Sunday night. But there's some folks that love double. They love to practice praising God out of the love of their heart. Hallelujah, all day long on the Lord's Day. Hallelujah, hallelujah. See, because right here is where the fire kindles so that wherever we go, the Holy Ghost fire spreads. Turn to somebody and say, it's right here that my fire is kindled so that wherever I go, the Holy Ghost fire spreads. You ought to high five somebody and say, I'm a fire spreader. Hallelujah. It's right here where we agree in unity, and it's out there where we walk it out and show the way to others. Hallelujah. Doesn't matter whether they, no matter what they look like and who they are, we are to spread it. It's up to them to say yes or no. But unto those that believe and say yes, they will be baptized, they will be saved, they will be delivered. When they say yes to Jesus, the enemy doesn't have any power to try to keep them away from what the Lord has for them. Somebody shout, yes, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. It is here where we share the wondrous works of Jesus and praise and expression. But it's out there where we tell others all about the love of Jesus. See, we got plenty of testimonies, but we don't have enough people hearing them. You have a huge portfolio of what God has done. The enemy's business is to get you to forget what the Lord did last, thinking you're going to what the Lord did next. But see, if you leave last and you look for next, you can't quite find next because it's still connected to your last. See, when God, an eternal God, does something, your last thing he did is not your past, because he's a forever right now God. That when you revisit the last time that he touched you, did somebody get touched this morning? Did somebody get touched tonight? Whenever you go back to the last things that God did, or you go back to the testimonies, they are not old. They are just as fresh as the day that it touched your life because of the eternal component of a living Christ in your life. When I go back and retell how the Lord saved me at age 3, it's like I'm reliving the moment again because it is my moment and my testimony. When I go back to the time where he baptized me in the Holy Ghost, I don't have to look to my notes because it's already in me. It is an experience that now I can recall. It is an experience with the eternal God that instantly when I recall it, eternity shows back up in it. I'm here to tell somebody that no matter where you're at, whether it's where, there, or here, as soon as you open up your mouth and begin to count the blessings of God, as soon as you open up your mouth and say, look what the Lord has done, the eternal component of the God who did it for you steps into your scenario, steps into your picture, and right there the presence of God begins to come. You may be telling it and shed a tear. You may be telling it and start dancing. You may be telling it and joy come over you. You may be telling it to them and a smile so big it's about ready to knock your ears off the side of your head. But I'm here to tell you that when you tell it, it has a penetrating power of the Holy Spirit
Spirit, the Spirit of God, the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, that dwells in you. When you call the name of Jesus, the Spirit of God comes in the room and begins to touch lives. The longer you flow in that anointing of who God is, the more the chains and bondages that are on their life begin to be broken, begin to be shattered. They're going to come to know a Christ that still saves, still heals, still delivers, and there is power in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout yes.
What if the devil shows up?
Well, he don't belong in your face. He don't belong in your ear. He don't belong in your mind. He don't belong anywhere but where? Under your feet. Hallelujah. And since he's going to get a good headache at the next shouting and dancing time that you shout, you might as well put him there and get him ready for it. Hallelujah. Amen. Woo, glory to God. See, in the presence of God at Jesus' feet, something comes over you. Something so powerful and so rich in his wisdom and his love and his knowledge that when you go from here, turn to somebody and say, never forget. Now point to him and say, never forget. You better tell that testimony. You better tell that testimony. See, when the God of eternity has already given you a history, it is not a past. It is his story in your life. They say it's history, but it's really his story. And when you begin to tell his story, it's not a lullaby. It don't put anybody to sleep. It's not something that's a fairy tale. It's not something that's a myth. Hallelujah. When somebody says, well, I just don't know what to believe. Well, let me just tell you, I was there when it happened. Because if I was not there when he saved me, I wouldn't be saved. I was there when it happened. How many can be personal witness that you can tell, hallelujah, your testimony of what God did for you? And if they'll give you a moment, I know that some people thought because you're in church that you didn't have nothing go wrong in your life, that you were born with a silver spoon in your mouth, that you were born with the love of Jesus all over you. But how many got a different his story of how he snatched you out, of how he delivered you, of how that the enemy had you but ain't got you no more, and you're more powerful in the name of Jesus than anything. You got power over the devil to cast the devils out in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God. I know today in this society they don't believe in all that stuff. They don't believe in that. They don't believe in that kind of power in prayer. And it's crept into the church. And there's folks in the churches that don't believe in the power of prayer. Because they really think that it's only about releasing their own human words. But see, when you have got the Word of God living in you, the Holy Ghost is in your temple, that then when you start talking about God, God can't help himself. When he starts hearing his children talking about him, he can't help but show up where you're talking about. Because your words of sharing are a praise. Your boasting on him is a halal. When you begin to say, what a wonderful God that I serve, people will say, well, how do you know that he's wonderful? And then you say, I'm so glad you asked. Page one. Waitress, get him some coffee. Bring the whole pot. Page two. I have got a whole essay, a whole repertoire, a whole portfolio that instantaneously I can tell you not about what I did to make me good, but about what he did because he's good. And there's some people that have just been brand new to Christ that are building that portfolio. Never be intimidated by someone else's many, many experiences that they tell about. That when I tell about my experiences, and they may be a little bit different than yours, or they may be deeper, or they may be more miraculous at the moment, don't be intimidated by that. Simply allow it to build your faith to grab your own. Because the Lord's so good, He wants to write that in the pages of your testimony. Sometimes you may be going through a hard time, but just check it off. Oh, it's a hard day. I'm getting ready for a testimony. Something's hard. I'm getting ready for a testimony. Of God. We heard this morning how the Lord restored a marriage long distance by the power of God. Hallelujah. That when Miss Monica was there last week in Iowa, that God spoke something to me and I sent it to her via the camera. And then this week, within the 7 days, God did something to restore a marriage right there that was totally supernatural. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many knows that if we listen to His voice, He's going to tell us stuff through the words of knowledge? And I say, well, how did I know that? He said. And I know when He said, it's going to come to pass. Turn to somebody and say, we're picking up pace. See, when we walk it out, we become His footsteps. When we talk it out, we become His voice. So the enemy wants to keep it all in your mind. Because if God ever starts coming out your voice, the enemy's in trouble. Because you don't cast the devil out from your mind. You don't do supernatural from your mind. You can agree and pray and meditate upon the Lord in your mind. But everything God creates, He either puts His hands in the dirt to make Adam's body, or He breathes into him, or speaks everything else. That's why we feel Him mold us, make us, because He is our hands-on God, showing us His love. We are the clay, He's the potter. But when it comes to everything else, He said, I put the word in your mouth to speak the word forth. And when you speak what I say, they've got to obey what I say. Can I get anybody with a witness to that? That the Lord told you to say something and then you said it. Hallelujah. And then all of a sudden, before it's all over with, it happens to change around in exactly what God said. See, because God is the creator and He's still creating. So when He says something, it has the eternal creative component in it. And so if He says something that is already a fact and He uses His truth of who He is on the fact, the facts will change. You ought to high five somebody or slap them, hallelujah, and tell them the facts are getting ready to change into the truth. God said, but the facts said, you'd been 10 years up in that apartment. 10 years up in that apartment, squished in there. Them was the facts. God said you're going to have a house, a new house to you, a house. You're going to move into a house. Facts said credit ain't all there. God said you're going to have a new house. Facts said money ain't all there. All the facts sometimes can point to everything that says no when God's trying to give you a yes. But just I want to let you know, since I'm a word preacher, that when everything else tells you N-O, God's Y-E-S is one more letter bigger than no. You can add all of them up and they only equal no. God's one yes will overturn every no that has come. Glory to God. And so then God not only moved you and your husband and family into the house, but then it was double the size and worked an 11-day miracle to do it. If the children of Israel would have worked their 11-day miracle, they wouldn't have wandered around for 40 years. Hallelujah. How many knows that God is still doing double? I wonder if there's anybody want some double on 10-10-2021. Hallelujah. In the Bible, in what we understand, that 10 is not only the 10 commandments, which is the responsibility to obey God, but also 10 stands for the 10th or the tithe unto the Lord. And so if we're tithing in October 10th of 2021 with a double blessing on us since March of this year, then I wonder if there's anybody could believe God for double tithe, which means he has to give you double income. Well, there's some folk that have got there. There's some folks that are almost there. Praise the Lord. There's some folks that have visited there. And when they visited there, they found out they were here. At the place God spoke. See, every time it is a word from God and you believe it and you walk towards it, when you get there, it's the total manifestation. I want to talk just for a moment about people who are not always stuck in the prophecy, looking for the there spot for the prophecy. You're no longer still looking for the prophecy. You're living in the manifestation of it. How many are living in a manifestation of some promises that God has given you? The power of manifestation is what your testimony holds in his eternal power. That when you are testifying, that you then are prophesying to whoever you are testifying to you, that the same Christ in you can manifest in them. If I'm talking to you about how he healed me and you're sick, I'm prophesying to you that in a moment you're going to receive the same healing that I've received because I got a command. As freely as I have received, I freely... That's why all you got to do is take it, take it, take it, take it, take it, because of giving. The power of living in manifestation. That's why you got to remember. Because if you don't remember, you rob God of glory of the manifestation. A God who has completed his word to you so that he can direct you again. What he's done for you doesn't stop at the manifestation. For you to just shout about it for a Sunday and a half and then move on to whatever's next in the blessing. That's materialism. If you ever forget God to lust after something else while ditching what he just did, that's dishonor of God. When you honor him in what he has done, and you honor him in the manifest, he is a manifesting God. He is not only a God to pray to, he is a prayer answering God. When you honor him in what he does and what he's done in your life and you honor him into somebody else's life, it's supposed to spark them to say, can he do it for me? And your witness is, if he can do it for me, he can do it for you. If you can just believe. And how many have seen that transfer into somebody's life? I want to bring you this. That's why I say all the time when I'm preaching, and I'm just about done, you are carrying a residue, anointing of everything God's ever done in your life. If you have been saved, you have a saving anointing still present in your testimony and in your life. If you've been baptized in the Holy Ghost, you have a residue anointing to ask Jesus to baptize another believer in the Holy Ghost. If you have been healed, we've seen it happen. Right here, just a few weeks ago, in the same spot where over a year ago I prayed for David Batak, unctioned by the Holy Ghost with clear direction, because Brother Duane, I heard him say, I want to heal David Mattock. And I said, Lord, how do you want to do it? And he said, before, on this particular Sunday, before that the praise and worship is over, call him up. And this is how you pray. The same way that you saw the miracles in Africa, do it the same way I told you there. Rebuke whatever needs to be rebuked and command the new to come. So I simply obeyed in that anointing. And after 13 minutes of continually following the Lord, because sometimes the working of miracles take just a few moments, the new has erased the old and starts to work. And you see him over here, he still don't have any glasses. He is still free from asthma. So Sister Heather was having some trouble breathing. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, call Brother David up here. It's the first time that he's prayed for anybody. So I called him up and he looked at me like, huh? And as soon as he gave that face, prophetess came running on over and said, get in the spirit right now. Start praying in tongues. And he started praying in tongues. And then I told him what was going to happen the same way that you received it from the Lord through apostle. God's going to use you the same way. And he prayed, and he breathed with that same anointing into Sister Heather. He didn't get mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, because that's not what I did. I breathed it into him from this level. He got the same way, breathed while praying in faith. And she said she felt the Lord hit her with a breath so powerful that her lungs expanded right up. And it left her. I wonder what residue anointing that you need to be prayed up right now and start asking the Holy Spirit to empower you. I wonder if there's somebody in need that doesn't already know the testimonies that sometimes the enemy tells you because you're in need, you forget every testimony that God has ever done in the house. Well, I'm going to wait for apostle to come over and say, thus saith the Lord. Why don't you go up to somebody and say, you have got the testimony. I need a house. I need free from asthma. I need my eyes touched to where I can see. I need these things. You have that testimony. Would you get geared up in the Holy Ghost while I get my faith ready to receive? And would you pray and lay hands on me? I heard your testimony. You were homeless. And now you got a degree. And now you got a job that's paying more than ever before. I need you to gear up in the Holy Ghost and lay hands on me so I can receive it. Oh, I'm stretching some folks to understand that you don't have to wait just for the preacher. You could go up and say, how are you doing today, my brother, my sister? You know what? I heard your testimony last Sunday. I need that. Are you speaking in tongues and are you geared up? Because I'm ready to receive. I'm ready to receive it. Hallelujah. How many in here have ever wanted to play the piano and said, I wish that I could play the piano, something like Lolita, but have never asked for her to lay hands on you for an anointing to visit you when she'll tell you that the very anointing that was upon her dad to play got into her and she started hearing things that she didn't even know about and could play instantaneously. But have you have something inside you, but you're intimidated by the testimony of what you hear when actually it can be multiplied.
Folks that are in business, successful business in this house, and you keep wondering, the enemy keeps blocking you at how in the world to be successful in business. Have you ever thought to take them out to lunch, pay for their lunch, and let them speak and impart into your life how to do a successful business and breathe that anointing across the table into your life with the words of instruction? I dare you to look around the room and see if there's somebody with a testimony. Do you see any testimonies in the house? Somebody that was single too long, and then God blessed them with the right mate. I wonder if there's a testimony in the house of that. That if you've been single too long, where have you asked somebody to put their hands on you and lay hands on you for that? I'm waiting for the Lord to call it out with words of knowledge. If the preacher would just speak it, if he just speak it, what about if the Lord is changing it? So that after you've prayed for three people and they got healed just like you, got blessed just like you, had the same thing transferred, that all of a sudden you walk into a Walmart, you walk in the parking lot, you walk up at work, you walk up to somebody and they're in need of something and you say, honey, can I just pray for you? Because you know, that's the same thing I went through and the Lord helped me through it. And if I can agree with you over it, would you receive it? I hope you feel a stirring and encouragement, not a rebuke. I'm trying to get you that wherever you go with your testimony, you're here. He's here to do something. Woo, hallelujah. It's getting ready to multiply. I said it's getting ready to multiply. See, because everything that God has manifested in your life is made for you to pass it on so he can get the glory of doing it for them. As you love your neighbor as yourself. How did you believe God for that? I had a preacher tell me, he said, Doc, we need to tell the stories again. And I understand what he was saying. But when I share, I'm not telling a story that I wrote in the imaginary section. You're not telling a story that's in the fictional section. You're telling a very real experience. If I'm testifying about somebody else, I have to relive it the same way as I received it when they passed it to me. My dad's gone on to be with the Lord. When I share his testimony how God healed his eyes, I'm going to share it. It's the first time that I heard it in my faith leap. And that same anointing, is it any wonder why the very first miracle that when we went out on evangelistic field was the God opened up eyes? I was never blind and needed my eyes open. But because I honored the manifestation of the testimony that God did, gave the testimony, prayed for a man's eyes, and God opened them wide up. Sometimes people need to hear what has been done before so that they know that it's possible. Then they need to hear that God can do it for them right here, right now. Turn to somebody and say, I wonder what he's going to do right here, right now. Would you stand to your feet? I'm done. Spirit of the living God, we're so grateful for all that the Lord has done in our life.
think just for a moment, one key thing that you know. Who? God did this for me. Lord, who can I share it with? My salvation or some other thing? I want you to feel the richness of that treasure. Think about it just for a moment. What the Lord has done for me. If it had not been for Jesus, where would I be? Sister Jacqueline, we know he can do it. Because he's done it too many times already. I don't have to have him prove it to me. I'm just going to share it with others. If it had been left up to the will of the adversary, you would have never crossed paths with a loving Christian girl that would tell you about something totally different than how you were raised. But those appointments has brought you to the place that you can reach and touch somebody. They may have been taught in a different religion, a different culture, a different place. But you're a living witness that the Lord can save, baptize in the Holy Ghost, and do great things with and through. The testimony is getting ready to multiply. The testimony is getting ready to multiply. The testimony is getting ready to multiply. If it would have been up to the enemy, you'd have died a drunk before your 21st birthday. God snatched you out. And here you are. Saved, praising God, working in the church, filled with the Spirit. I know them other workers been hard. They just don't know the eternal God they think they're playing with. The testimony's getting ready to multiply. That's what you're carrying, Monica, a multiplier. And you thought nobody was listening, but people are, that's the first one coming. I know there's others coming, others coming, others coming. Would you turn and take hands of one or somebody next to you and say, the testimony is getting ready to multiply. The testimony is getting ready to multiply. The testimony is getting ready to multiply. When people come and ask you to pray for them, you gear up in the Holy Ghost the same way. Say, as freely as the Lord has given me, freely I give to you. I rebuke that asthma in the name of Jesus. And I command you to be healed and breathe. It's getting ready to multiply. It's getting ready to multiply. I just heard some burned out praise and worship leaders listening to Eagle Nation. And the same way he healed you, Jeff, that healing is in your music. The same way he breathed the fresh life into you is in breathe. It's getting ready to multiply. It's getting ready to multiply. Is there somebody in here gearing up? It's getting ready to multiply. It's everything. The opportunities, not only in business, but to share the love of Jesus, is getting ready to multiply. Yes, yes, yes. Take hands together just for a second. Take hands together. That's unity. Where there's unity, there is double. God sent them out two by two on purpose. You're going to see double the souls and deliverances than you've seen. Whether it be in the churches, out of the churches, at camps, wherever that it's at, wherever the Lord opens the door. Double, 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 double. It is so. It is so. It is so. So I gotta ask, what you waiting on? The Lord's had me speaking that on purpose. Turn to somebody and say, it's a setup. It's a setup to multiply. To multiply. Riaba kasuturia bayere. Ikarda bapiere eramoso. Ituria batandaramoso por de babana. Asthma's getting ready to get out of another body in the name of Jesus.
Blood is getting ready, ready, ready to multiply.
Put your hand right there. Got you covered from both sides.
Testimonies, yes, Lord. It's getting ready. Oh, ready, ready, ready to multiply. Oh, multiply, Lord. Testimonies are healing. Testimonies of salvation. Oh, yeah, yeah. Deliverance, Yeshua. The light is getting ready.
The
it's getting ready. Multiply. Oh,
multiply,
multiply, multiply. I'm an overcomer by the blood. I'm getting ready, yeah. I'm getting ready to multiply.
There's healings in this house. Healing hearts, healing spirits, healing bodies. Worship the Lord, worship the Lord, worship the Lord. Multiplying, it's multiplying. It's not going to stop in here. Thank you. give love, it multiplies. When I share Jesus, it multiplies. When I praise, it multiplies. When I give Him glory, glory multiplies. Do you feel that multiplication in the atmosphere right now? That increase? Reach up into it right now. Say, Lord, we thank You for Your increase. We thank You, Lord, for Your multiplication. Multiply, multiply. Multiply, multiply. Multiply, 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 multiply. Totally different. Anybody else? All right, all right. What happened back here?
Share it, Evangelist. Whenever he prayed for us, when Pastor Payne prayed for us, and he had us join hands, we felt a shock go through today, and I feel light as a feather. You know, I've been having back pain and all that for the last few days, and now I'm bouncing around, and you know, we've been in this. Bruce is coming to the ministry about 5 months, and this is the first time we got to go out together alone, and we've needed this brotherhood thing, and then you came and sealed the deal after we had a powerful move today. So it was really good. Really good.
So did you feel that same shock?
Yes, sir. It parked me. Parked me. I could breathe like I got some joy, man, like I ain't had in a long time, and I really did praise you, Jesus. Thank you. You're the one, Yahweh.
Man. And so you take me. And he can breathe now too. Hallelujah. Back pain gone. Breathing. And I didn't even ask him for that. I just obeying God. And God just heaped benefits. Would you throw your hands up and say, Lord, thank you for your benefits, your unexpected surprises, the things that you do that we don't even ask for. But when we obey you and when we receive by faith, you just add it on. And we're so grateful, grateful.
Grateful, grateful.
Grateful, grateful.
Grateful, grateful.
We're so grateful. You felt and what you sensed right when I prayed for you.
I mean, it was just an overwhelming just power and presence of God, and just in my spirit something just confirmed and says, yes, that's it.
That the enemy tried to take out.
Yeah, absolutely.
But Eagle Nation Music is getting ready to multiply to folks the enemy tried to completely bury, and they're going to come around. So we might need to give little testimonies again attached to the music and tell his story. Amen.
Brittany shared with me that at Valor Christian College, where she's at, that there's a young man, I don't remember his name.
Yeah, he's a praise leader for someone.
Is he a praise leader? He may be a praise leader. Well, no, it's someone that is on campus that she just pitched him one of the songs from Eagle Nation Music. And that the other day he was telling her, he's like, she walked by him or whatever, and she was like, I recognize that. And he was playing our stuff. And he just said that it's off the album. And he says, I'm just wearing it out, just playing it over and over. He says, this is my jam right here. This is all I listen to. And it's just on repeat over and over at Valor Christian College. So it's starting to filter through. So I wanted you to know that.
Give God praise. It's multiplied. Come on, speak it in the atmosphere.
Multiply, multiply.
Remember, the power of the eternal God is in your testimony about what he has done. Oh, yes, it is. want you to think, as soon as you're getting ready to breathe in, look at the person you're going to share and look at them like they don't even know what's getting ready to hit them. Because when I share what God's given me to share with them, it's going to
multiply.
Woo, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Would you give God praise right there? Give God praise. Come on, really give him a praise, a multiplied praise. Praise him for the healings here tonight. Praise him for the multiplication. Woo! Together and applaud your King, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done tonight. And it doesn't stop here, it keeps on going, keeps on going, keeps on going. We thank you, Lord, that you have your protection all around our newlyweds while they're in Florida. That they will have a great time and safe travels back. That you will be with those that are getting new jobs. I told that little bit of testimony this morning. We shouted about it. Hallelujah. When do you start, Miss Heather? In 2 weeks, she starts with her double sign-on bonus. Hallelujah. For those that weren't here this morning, she had to change jobs. She's believing God had her back. She went in, and she just got bold enough to ask for a sign-on bonus. And they said, yeah, we could give you a $1,000 sign-on bonus. And then she got home, and then they called her back and said, wait a minute. We can't do that. That's too low. We got to give you a $2,000 sign-on bonus. Even after she already agreed to take the position. How many knows that's double? Hallelujah. Would you praise God for double? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, we thank you, Lord. It's sealed in the name of Jesus. Can't wait for the testimonies through your people of what is going to transpire that direction. God's blessings to you. Praise the Lord. Thank you for letting me minister to you tonight and letting the Lord do the rest. God bless you. Miss Selena is coming with our anointed announcements.